Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. From Hollywood, California, the Mutual Broadcasting System cordially invites you to 30 minutes of fun. How? Just meet me at Parkey's. Yes, come on along, everybody. Come along to Parkey's Restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Jane Morgan, Jerry Hausner, Griff Barnett, Harry Zimmerman and his 19 short orders, yours truly, Art Gilmore, and our genial host, the star of our show, Parky Carkin.
Oh, my, it'll be only 4 more days until Christmas. I better check up my Christmas list again here. 2 pairs of pajamas, 6 handkerchiefs, 6 shirts, 4 tablecloths, 2 suits underwear. Wait a minute, that's my laundry list there. There's my... Here's my Christmas list. 2 pair of pajamas, that's be for my cousin Dimitris, huh? The guy gave him beautiful pajamas, all hand embroidered, you know. You see, he walks in his sleep. I like him to look nice in case when he meets anybody, what he knows. That pajamas is be made out of parachute silk. You know, it'd be a good idea to make pajamas out of parachutes. Then if you want for to take off the pajamas, all you got for to do is pull the string and bail out. Oh, here's Betty Rhodes. Hello, Betty.
Hello, Parky.
Hi. Well, Betty, you got all your Christmas shopping done?
Well, just about, Parky. Mm-hmm. Well, I be glad when Christmas is over.
Yeah?
All this worry about what to get this one and that one and afraid you might forget someone and wrestling with all those Christmas crowds in the stores. Boy.
Yeah. Say, Betty, speaking of Christmas gifts, I couldn't wait. I guess that I'd be just like a little kid. Here, Betty, here's your Christmas gift now.
Oh, gee, thanks, Parky. Yeah. You know, you really didn't have to get me anything. What have you got in this package anyway? It's so heavy.
Well, I'll tell you, Betty. You know, instead of getting you something what is just pretty for to look at, I thought that I'd get you something practical, you know? Something what you could really use.
Well, that's a very sensible idea, Parky.
Yeah, yes. Well, go ahead, Betty. You don't get to wait until Christmas. You could open your present now.
You sure you don't mind?
No, go right ahead.
Why, Parky... This looks like it might be a great big magnet.
It is a great big magnet, Betty. I got it down at the War Surplus Goods Store.
Very nice, Parky. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Yeah, I figured a magnet, I figured that'd be a good thing to get you, Betty. Like some night you're sitting around in your living room and you got a lot of iron and steel laying around on the floor, you know? All you got to do is hold up that magnet. That'll pick it right up, you see?
Yes, Parky, yes. I've always wanted a magnet to pick up all that loose iron and steel lying around on my living room floor.
Yes, well, now you got one, Betty, and your troubles is all over.
Well, Parky, as long as we're giving out Christmas presents, I might as well give you yours. Here you are.
Okay.
Go ahead, open it up.
Okay. Ah, my, Betty, what a beautiful book.
It's a guest book.
Guest book? How many guesses?
Not a guest book. A guest book.
Oh, a guest book.
Yes. Oh. I thought it'd be a good idea for you to keep this book up by the cash register and have everybody who comes into the restaurant write something nice in it and sign their name.
Oh, my, that'd be a swell idea. Say, Betty, I want you for to have the honor for to be the first one for to write something in my guest book. Go ahead.
Okay. There you are, Parky.
Let me for to see what you wrote. May all your trembles be little ones. Say, Betty, that's pretty clever. Yes. You know, I always admire people what could make up snappy things to say like that. You know, if anybody's ever asked me for to write something in a book, I could never think of anything smart.
Oh, of course you could, Parker.
Nah, I always write something dumb like, roses are red, violets are pink, roses smell good, but violets... You see, Betty, I could never think of anything.
Well, I'm glad you really like the guest book, Parker.
Like it? I think what is beautiful.
Hey, how about somebody taking my money here?
I'll get it, Betty. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I had the businessman's lunch.
Yes, sir, that's 60 cents.
But I didn't have no dessert.
Oh, no dessert? Well, then you take off 20 cents. That makes it 40 cents. Yes.
And I didn't have a tomato juice.
Oh, then you take off another 20 cents. That makes it 20 cents.
And I didn't have the soup.
Then you take off another 20 cents. Well, yes, that makes us even. Did you have coffee?
No.
Then I owe you a nickel.
That's all right. Keep it. I always leave a tip.
Yeah, thanks. Hi, anyway, Chester.
Swell, Parky.
Yeah.
Hey, you giving out calendars again this year?
Sure am. And say, Chester, did I pick out a picture for this year's calendar? Wait till you see it. Wait till I get one here. There, how do you like that for a shape? Tell the truth. Don't that be the best-looking cocker spaniel that you've never seen in your whole life?
Yeah, sure is, Parky. Hey, you love dogs, don't you?
Yeah, I sure do.
Well, thanks, and Merry Christmas, Parky.
Merry Christmas to you, Chester. I almost forgot. Before you go, I want you for to write something in my guest book.
Oh, your guest book?
Yeah, Betty Rhodes, give me that for a Christmas present. I'm going for to have all my customers write something in. Go ahead. Write something clever.
Well, let me think here. Yes. Oh, I know a corker.
You do, go ahead. Write it down.
All right. There you are, Parky.
Thanks, Chester.
Well, so long.
So long. Let me find the sea of the road here. To my friend Parky, may all your troubles be little ones. It seems to me what I heard that one before. Oh, well.
Carols being sung by a choir and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. Yes, and so simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Yes, it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to everyone.
That was Betty Rhodes, our lovely Victor Recording star, singing the Christmas song. Thank you, Betty. We'll be back with Parky in just a moment. This year marks the 41st annual Christmas Sealed Sale and represents one of the finest of all Christmas gifts, the restoration of health. As you know, the income derived from the annual Christmas Sealed Sale goes to fight against tuberculosis. Your contributions to this great cause have accomplished much in the war against this dread disease. Pennies, nickels, dimes, and dollars have all combined in a militant force to fight tuberculosis. Since 1904, the year in which the National Tuberculosis Association was founded, over 4 million lives have been saved. However, the fight must continue, and your support is urgently needed. On letters, cards, and packages, put several Christmas seals, and in this way continue the relentless battle against this evil which takes such a toll of human life. 95% of all monies collected in your state remains in the state, while 5% goes to the National Association. This money is used not only to restore to health those persons afflicted with tuberculosis, but also in the prevention of this disease by means of education and frequent examination. So give the gift of health to those who need it this Christmas. Buy Christmas Seal.
Parky, lots of people have signed your guest book, haven't they?
About 26, Betty, but don't it be funny what everybody what signed my guest book is wrote down the same thing what you wrote? You know, may all your troubles be little ones.
That's right, Parky, they did.
You know something, Betty? They all copied it from you, but don't you care. You are the originator of that saying, and you know what they say. Invitation is the sincerest form of a flattery. Oh, my, here comes that nice little lady from the sewing shop.
Oh, she's so sweet, Parky.
Not only does she be sweet, but she's also harmless. Come right in, lady. How are you?
Oh, hello.
Hello.
I was just waiting for my bus to come along.
Yes.
But the weather is so beautiful outside, I thought I'd wait indoors.
Yes. Well, that'd be all right. Gladfoot to have you.
My bus runs every 20 minutes.
Yeah. Isn't that nice?
Yes, that's nice.
But not on Sundays.
Oh, not on Sundays? How often does your bus run on Sundays?
The same as holidays.
Oh? How often does it run on holidays?
Some holidays, they don't run at all.
I see.
But on other holidays, they run like on weekdays, every 20 minutes.
Every 20 minutes?
Yes, but not on Sundays.
Yes, I know.
I have a schedule right here. Mm. See, the next bus is at 9:11.
9:11? Well, that's good. Then you only got to wait a couple, 2-3 minutes now.
Yes, but that bus doesn't stop here. It's an express.
I see. Well, I could call up the bus company and ask him what time your bus will stop here.
Oh, there's no need of calling up the bus company. No. I can tell you everything you want to know about buses.
Mm-hmm.
I know all the schedules by heart.
Yes.
Now, where did you want to go?
Where did I want to go? I didn't want to go nowhere.
Then why do you want to take a bus?
I don't want to take no bus.
Oh, you poor man. You're kind of mixed up, aren't you?
Yes, I guess that I am kind of mixed up. I'm all right on weekdays, but I'm nuts on Sundays. Oh, say, lady, while you're waiting for your bus, you would like for to sign my guest book?
Sign your guest book?
Yes.
Oh, I'd love to.
Well, here it is right here. You could write on this page right there. Go ahead. Write something funny on it.
Oh, I'm afraid I couldn't think of anything funny to say. Maybe you could suggest something.
Well, why don't you write something like, may all your troubles be little ones? Isn't that nice?
Yes, that's nice.
Yes.
I think that's wonderfully clever.
Yes.
There you are.
Mm-hmm.
May all your little ones be troubles.
May all your little ones be troubles?
Yes. You know, Mr. Parker Cargus, yes. I think you're a very brilliant man being able to think of something like that.
You do?
Yes, I do. Oh, here comes my bus. Well, I'm afraid I must be off.
Yes, I'm afraid you are.
Well, good day. And Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you. Good day, yes. What a nice little lady. I don't think what is fair, what everybody calls her crazy. Sometimes she says very sensible things, like, for instance, when she just called me a brilliant man. You know? Oh, yes, sir. Could I help you?
I'd just like to pay my check.
Yes. That'll be 85 cents out of $1. Mm-hmm. 15 cents change. Enjoyed the meal?
I surely did.
Good.
Very appetizing.
Yes.
The pineapple juice was just a little sour.
Sour?
The soup was cold.
Oh.
And the meat was a little tough.
Tough, huh?
And the potatoes were lumpy. The coffee was very bitter. The apple pie was awfully soggy.
Salt and pepper was all right, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, the salted pepper was wonderful.
You bet it'd be wonderful. Did you ever hear of that great food expert, Duncan Hines?
Duncan Hines?
Yes,
yes, I've heard of him.
Well, he brings all his food over here just so he can use my salt and pepper.
Well, I'll be done.
Yes.
Well, see you some other time. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Oh, say, mister, before you go, would you like for to sign your name in this book?
Sign my name?
Yes.
You know, it's funny that you should ask me to sign my name.
It is?
Yes. Signing my name once changed my whole life. Let me tell you a story about signing my name.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, right after the First World War, in 1918 to be exact,
yes.
I got married. Don't ask me where.
Okay, I won't. Yes.
And don't ask me to whom.
You got a deal.
Let's just say I got married.
Congratulations.
What a vision of loveliness she was.
Mm.
It was like it was only yesterday that I carried her across the threshold of our beautiful honeymoon cottage.
Yes.
Her father was the president of the company I worked for.
You say the potatoes were lumpy?
They took me in to learn the business. I didn't ask any favors of them. I had no more right to ask them for anything than you did.
Well, I'm asking her just to sign your name in the book.
Then one day, he came into her life.
He came into her life? Who is he?
None of your business. You can kill me, but you'll never get his name out of me. And don't try to do it either, mister. Do you understand?
No, all I asked you here to do is just sign your name in the book.
I can tell you that he was a cashier in a bank.
It's very nice of you to tell me that.
And he asked me to come over to the bank one day. And while I was there, he asked me to sign my name in a book.
Yeah, but that's all that I want. Just sign your name in a book.
Well, I signed my name in his book.
So?
So the next morning, I discovered that I had stolen $30 million.
You stole $30 million? Well, you couldn't steal $30 million here because by signing that book, because this is just our guest book.
A guest book?
Sure.
Say, that gives me an idea for a story. The guest book.
Yes,
I may use that as a title for my next novel.
You write novels?
Not only novels, but I also write scenarios for motion pictures.
Yes.
Stage plays, video programs, short stories, book reviews.
Oh, my, say, it should be a great honor for to have a big writer like you for to write something in my book. Would you do it? I'll give you a whole page all for yourself.
Well, if it'll make you happy, let me have your pen.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Here you are.
There you are, my good friend. Now you can tell your friends that the great novelist, Anthony J. Anthony, wrote in your guest book.
Anthony J. Anthony, oh, my. I managed that to have a great writer like you for to write in my book.
Not at all. Well, goodbye, and Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you. So that is me, the great novelist, Anthony J. Anthony. Hey, let me try to see what he wrote here. May all your troubles... Oh, for heaven's sake!
Zimmerman and his 19 short orders playing Jingle Bells. We'll be back with Parkey in just a moment. The Veterans Administration is concerned with a large number of veterans who have dropped their National Service life insurance. Of the 14 million World War veterans now out of service, most of them originally took out this GI policy. However, many veterans dropped this insurance because they didn't understand its benefits or because policy provisions, since changed, were not to their liking. But it should be pointed out that National Service Life Insurance is usually the most inexpensive form of insurance a veteran can obtain. And in some cases, it's the only type of insurance veterans can acquire who are engaged in hazardous occupations. Likewise, bear in mind that it can be converted into a number of forms of permanent insurance at relatively low rates. And most veterans have 8 years from the date of their term policy in which to make this conversion. In order to aid those veterans who are contemplating the reinstatement of their GI insurance, Congress has extended until January 1st the period during which veterans may reinstate their National Service Life Insurance on easy conditions. To those veterans desiring more information, please consult your nearest Veterans Administration office.
Well, now, if that's as dumb be a funny thing, I was just this minute thinking about that Baker Orville shop. And who do you think is be walking in here now?
Well, if it ain't my old friend, Mr. Parky Cackett. Is that Mike Carrigan?
Yes. Yes, Mr. Sharp, you are correct, yes.
Hey, Mr. Punky Cackus, I wonder if you would be good enough to do me a favor. Yes. Would you hold $1,000 for me in your safe until the bank's open tomorrow morning?
So you want me to hold $1,000 for you until tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll hold it. Where's the money?
Oh, that? Well, I get the money home. See, I didn't want to carry that much around with me.
Yes.
I just wanted to come down here and see if you would hold it for me.
Yes, I'll hold it for you.
Well, that's fine, that's fine. And now, Mr. Pikey, seeing as how I ain't got no money with me, I wonder if you would be good enough to loan me $10.
What are you trying to pull around here? I'm not going to own you not $10.
Well, now, there is gratitude for you.
Gratitude?
Yeah. Just a minute ago, I was willing to trust you with $1,000 of my money, and you won't even trust me with $10 of yours.
Yeah, well, look, if you got $1,000 at home, why do you got to borrow $10 from me?
So I can take a taxi home and get it.
Taxi?
Yeah. You wouldn't expect a fellow with my kind of money to ride home in a bus, would you?
No, with your kind of money, you should hire two taxis and run home between them.
Mr. Parky Carcass, I can tell by that last remark that you just don't believe that I got $1,000.
Well, so long as you're putting it that way, may I say that you're getting warm. Where would you ever get $1,000?
I made it. Made it during the month of December in my new business.
Your new business?
Yeah.
Well, what new business?
I do personal Christmas shopping for all the movie stars.
You do?
Yeah. You know, they're so busy, see? They turn over all their Christmas shopping problems to me.
Yes.
And, brother, did I get them wonderful stuff.
You did?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's one of the big actresses. See, she wanted me to get a wonderful gift for an actor.
Yes.
She told me to be sure to get this guy something that he didn't have.
I see. Well, what did you get him?
Got a bathtub with 3 faucets.
Three faucets?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that was nice. There's, out of one faucet, see, comes hot water.
Yes.
Out of the second faucet comes cold water.
Yeah. What comes out of the third faucet?
Beer.
Beer?
Yeah, see. See, this fellow likes to take a bath with a head on it.
Tell me, Mr. Sharp, what movie stars do you do Christmas shopping for?
All of them.
You do?
Oh, yeah. Claudette Camembert.
Yes.
Humphrey Gokart. Oblivion the Halibut.
Oblivion the Halibut?
That's right. Lana Turnip, Spencer Tracy, Cary Grant, Mickey Rooney.
Mickey Rooney?
Yeah.
How's about Gregory Peckett?
Yeah, sure. I work for her, too.
Say, Mr. Sharp, if you really know all those famous stars, which I don't believe what you do, are you think what you could get them for to write something in my guest book here?
Oh, you got a guest book?
Yeah, Betty Rhodes is giving me that for a Christmas present. Say, so long as you're here, why don't you write something in it? Here's a pen.
A pen?
Yes.
Look, please, never mention that word around me. I just hate the sound of that word, pen.
You do?
Yeah. Reminds me where I spent last Christmas.
See.
Look, if you don't mind, Mr. Packy Cox, I'll just use my pencil, right?
Go ahead, it's your turn. I'd use your pencil. Write something right there. Go ahead.
All right, okay. To my good friend, Mr. Peck. How do you like that? My pencil broke.
Oh,
I was just going to write something very sentimental in your book, too.
You was?
Yeah.
What was you going for to write?
Well, I was going to say, may all your troubles be little ones.
I see.
Is that right?
Well, don't you worry about writing that in my book, Mr. Sharp. Next week, I'm having a rubber stamp made for that. I'll stamp it in.
I see. Well, all right, Mr. Parker Cox. I guess I'll be moseying along.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Better be moseying along. Yeah. Say, look, Mr. Sharp, now what Christmas is, be almost here. I would like for to get you a little present or something, you know.
Oh, no.
Nothing very much, but just a little something for Christmas, you know.
Oh, Mr. Parker Cox. You don't have to worry about getting me no presents. You got it with you?
No, I'm done. You see, I didn't got no time for to get you or something, and I really feel terrible because I might not get for to see you again before Christmas.
Oh, that's all right, Mr. Parker. You don't want to feel bad about not getting me no presents. I tell you what, do you just give me the money, I'll go out and buy my own gear.
Well, that'd be very nice of you, Mr. Sharp, and I sure appreciate that very much.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah. You know me, I'm always glad to help out a friend of mine, especially during a season of Yuletide.
Yeah. Season of Yuletide. You know, I like that word, Yuletide.
You do?
Sounds old-fashioned. You know, Mr. Sharp, I like everything what's old-fashioned.
Yeah.
Usually, I just be an old-fashioned fella.
Yeah. Well, so am I.
You are?
Yeah. I'm old-fashioned, too.
You're old-fashioned, too. Huh? Well, look, and why couldn't that be your Christmas present? Here's 50 cents. Go get yourself an old-fashioned.
Thanks very much, and a Merry Christmas to you, Mr. Packer.
Yeah, well, come on, a Merry Christmas to you, Mr. Packer. great fella, that chap, are you? Oh, pardon you, mister. I didn't see you standing there. I'm so mixed up now thinking about all this Christmas business here. Oh, Maya, I'm sure we'll be glad when all this Christmas stuff is be over, you know?
Not me. I wish we could have a lot more than just one Christmas.
More than one Christmas?
Yeah.
No, no. I could never afford that. Just how many more Christmases each year would you like for to have?
I'd like to have Christmas every day in the year. And it wouldn't be as expensive as you think.
Huh?
In fact, it doesn't have to cost a penny.
Well, what are you saying? Christmas doesn't have to cost a penny. Well, those Christmas gifts would be pretty expensive, mister, you know.
No.
Yeah?
I'm thinking about the spirit of Christmas.
Oh?
You know, it doesn't cost anything at all to have a kind word for your neighbor. There's still no charge for smiling as you walk down the street. The price of patting a little boy on the head hasn't gone up at all. And even though your wallet is empty, your heart can be full of generosity and love.
Yeah, you know, mister, I think that you got something. You know, most of us is stinks, but all we got for to do is to be nice to each other on Christmas, and then we could knock off for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess just because you trim your tree on December 25th, that is don't give you the right to trim your neighbor on December 26th.
Yeah. That's it exactly, my good friend.
Yeah.
What you get in your heart is much more important than what you get under your tree.
Yeah.
Heavens, I shouldn't be spending too much time here. I've got so much to do.
Yeah. Say, before you go, mister, are you would mind writing something down in my guest book?
Your guest book?
Yes.
Why, I'd be glad to. Yeah. May I use this pen?
Yes, surely. Go right ahead.
There you are. Well, good night, sir, and Merry Christmas.
And a Merry Christmas to you, sir. Say, that was pretty good what he said. Even though your wallet is empty, your heart can be full of generosity and love. Say, I wonder what he wrote in my book. Oh, well, look at that. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And look how he signed it. Santa Claus. What do you know?
Sunday, same time, same station. Be sure to listen to the further adventures of Park Your Carcass, Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Harry Zimmerman and his orchestra, and our big cast of funmakers. Meet Me at Parkey's is written by Park Your Carcass and Howard Harris and is produced by Maurice Morton. This is Art Gilmore saying good night. This program came from Hollywood. Stay tuned now for more comedy. The Jim Backus Show follows in just a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.